Trouba has been suspended for 2 games for his hit on Mark Stone. Physical game saw the Sens lose 3 players to injuries. Ted, what'd you think of the hit? What do you think of the suspension?
I think it's bang on. Jacob Trouba absolutely made principal point of contact on the head of Mark Stone. He sort of picked his head as he was doing the flyby. The league has been pretty standard with their suspensions on this. He had no history, and they are saying that Stone is not badly injured, and that usually means a 2-game suspension, and that's what they gave him.
Now, the Winnipeg Jets coming off a huge weekend for them. They win both games against Montreal and Ottawa, 2 teams in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference, and more importantly, they put themselves right in the thick of things for the playoff race. And you look at the Jets, and a lot of people I've talked to, Ted, felt like if they would have had even decent goaltending this year, they'd be in a playoff spot. You watch them every night. Is that an accurate statement? And do you think they have any of their goalies who possibly can give them that for the final 20 games of the season and get them into the postseason?
It's partially true, but it's not all about goaltending. They just haven't played very well defensively most of the season. They had a very difficult time trying to find their identity and find a way that they wanted to play and stick with it. And I think that led to a lot of the problems. But no, the goaltending was not good. No question, or you would not have seen Andrei Pavlik back in the NHL this season. They do really seem to have found that way of playing, that style that worked for them 2 years ago when they made the playoffs, and they're doing it again. They've only been doing it for 4 games, and they've got points in each of those games, and it's definitely a positive thing. But, harnessing that, because it's a real physical style, hard skating, hard forechecking, physical style, harnessing that and being able to play it consistently for the entire rest of the season is what they're going to need to do to make the playoffs. And I'm just not sure how easy that is, because they've been trying to do it from game one of the season, and it just hasn't worked for them.
Do you think Cheval Dayoff will add at the deadline?
I would be surprised if he did, but I think he's in a tough position, because if they were to, say, win in Toronto tomorrow, and that's going to be a big order without Trouba in the lineup, pretty soft defense for them tomorrow with Myers and Enstrom also out. But, then they've got a 5-day break heading into the trade deadline, and they're going to be in a position where they don't, they don't really know whether they're there as a team that could get into the playoffs and do anything, or one that's really more likely to slip back. And, they're very close to the playoffs, but other teams do have games in hand. I can't imagine they think they've got a deep run in them, given how their season has gone. So I don't think he will. But it's kind of a different year, too, isn't it? With the expansion draft, it's hard to know how teams are planning to operate here in the next few days.
Ted Wyman from the Winnipeg Sun joins us. Ted, Patrick Laine, I've got Jets fans excited. Mark Scheifele's had an excellent season. Nicholas Ehlers as well. Like, you look at them, and offensively, they're good. Like, there's so many arrows pointing up for this team, yet they're scratching for their playoff lives. It's kind of mind-boggling.
Well, you named a lot of real good offensive players, but if you can't keep the puck out of your own net with goaltending and defense, then you can't win in the National Hockey League. And they've done an extremely good job of becoming an offensive team. 2 years ago, they were entirely defensive. They were trying to win 2-1 all the time, and it worked for them. In the offseason that year, they said, we've got some more skill here. We've got to try to become a more offensive team. And the transition has been very difficult, and it's been rocky right up until this day. But, they got pretty lucky in the lottery. They got Patrick Laine. He obviously makes your offense immensely better. They're now in the top 10 in goal scoring in the league overall. And I think that it's just about finding that balance of being a really solid offensive team that can put the puck in the net on any team, and somehow figuring out how to stay responsible in their own zone. I'm sure that you could ask this of anybody covering any team. That's what every team wants. The Jets have just had a really hard time putting those two things together.
Ted, looking at their defense corps, of course, Byfuglien and Morrissey have played every game. After that, Enstrom's missed 7, Chariot's missed 11, Trouba, of course, has missed 15. So they've had some injuries at times for this group. But do they, like, Tyler Myers, of course, probably the biggest one. He's only played 11 games this season for the Jets. Are injuries a valid excuse, or are they just an excuse?
It's a valid excuse because they had the toughest schedule in the league to start the year. They played 32 games in 60 days, and they had six, seven, eight, nine guys out of the lineup at times. So, yes, it's definitely been a hindrance to the Jets. But one thing that has impressed most people is how much depth they've had. They've been able to plug and play. They've had guys come up from the minors who not only came in and replaced people when they were injured, but managed to stay here. And that's been impressive in itself. So I think they have they've weathered those injuries, but I think if you look back on the season as a whole, you're going to say they certainly played a role.
Now, speaking of Tyler Myers, who hasn't played a game since November 11th, any chance he's back before the end of the regular season?
I can't imagine it. We've tried many times to get Paul Maurice to let us know if that's a possibility. He was out for a long time with an undisclosed injury. Finally, they told us that he had had surgery and it wasn't related to the knee injury or the hip injury that he had previously. But then they gave a timeline of, say, 6 weeks. Who knows? He was day-to-day for 2 months. So I really don't expect to see him again this season. But, you know, I guess there's a possibility towards the very end. The one thing that really is interesting about Tyler is that the Jets are one of those teams that has to make a decision whether they want to keep the four defensemen mm-hmm. and the four forwards or the 8-3. And in this particular case, you know, you look at Myers, he's kind of the bubble guy, and they don't want to lose him. But if he's injured and they don't know what they're going to have in him going forward, they might be forced to expose him.
Well, Line A, they don't have to protect. Right. So you've got Wheeler and you've got Shifley and you've got Ehlers and I guess Brian Little. Would those be the four forwards if they went 4-4?
I would say so. Ehlers is they don't have to protect. Right?
Oh, OK. Well, so then, yeah, they're probably going 4-4 then. Right. Because then you'd go Little and even Perreault.
It would be Shifley, Little, Wheeler for sure. And then the question is going to be Matthew Perreault, Adam Lowry, Joel Armia. Andrew Kopp, like there's quite a few players there that are pretty good and showing some promise. Yeah. And they're going to have to, you know, expose one of them for sure.
Well, with a team that can't play defense right now or can't prevent goals, I would guess they would protect Myers and roll the dice on losing one of their, you know, seventh forward or something like that, you'd think?
You would think. But again, like I said, I think it's a no-brainer to protect Myers if you know he's healthy. But if you've got a situation where he could be out as much next year as he has been this year, you might think differently.
And what about their goaltending moving forward? Are they still pretty confident that Hellebuyck can be their guy?
If you looked at him the last week, you'd sure think so. He's been terrific. So I'm not confident in that because he hasn't been able to do that consistently. They felt the need to bring Pavlik back up to give him a reset. I think he's now going to be the starting goaltender the rest of the way, and as long as he keeps playing well, for sure. But I would not be at all surprised to see the Jets look at a veteran goalie in the offseason. That's been a lot of the buzz, a lot of the talk around here. I'm not sure whether they would go straight out and try to get, you know, a Marc-Andre Fleury-type guy that could be the starter for a couple of years, and then Hellebuyck takes over. Or it would be more like maybe a Yaroslav Halak who could come in here and be a mentor and not play as much. They need somebody other than Pavlik, and I think that they're going to be looking for that. Certainly Michael Hutchinson has proven that he's not going to be an NHL goaltender, I don't believe. So they're going to have to do something in that area for sure.
And let's say the Jets miss the postseason. Shovel day off, Maurice, any concerns that those guys would lose their job?
Doesn't sound like it. They've been talk about a contract extension for Paul Maurice. I know that I've at times gone back and forth on this. At the beginning of the season, I said that I thought this was another learning year. They had too many young players to be able to really take off and be a great team. But then as the season went along and you saw how much talent they had, you wondered if that was all being harnessed. So, you know, I don't know about giving Paul Maurice a contract extension myself because we've seen what happens when teams bring in other coaches and give them a chance and how much success they can have that way. And I think you know about that in Edmonton. So, you know, it's very questionable to me, but I know the loyalty is there with Mark Chipman as the owner of the Jets, and that's why I expect both of them to be back.
Ted, as always, appreciate your time. And now it's Louis Riel Day, right, in Manitoba today?
That's right. I'm in Ontario right now, okay. In Toronto, so I'm here at Family Day as well.
Okay.
But it is Louis Riel Day in Manitoba.
So do you guys have Family Day in Manitoba?
Well, most people call it that.